Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. This is a new podcast that I'm doing. I am just coming on. I got the free version, so I got 15 minutes to share with you. But I really am just coming on to share my spiritual awakening journey. I'll share personal things that I'm going through. I'll share, I'm reading a lot of books right now, so I'll share some of my insights that I'm gaining on some of the books that I'm reading. I may share some of the readings themselves. We'll just play around with this and see. So just to give you a little background about myself, I grew up in a Christian home. My dad is Baptist. My mom was CME, AME, both very, I don't want to say very, but attached to the church, attached to religion, attached to those paradigms. And I grew up with that mindset that we believed in God, we believed in Jesus, we went to church. When we went to church and when we did start to attend faithfully, we would get involved very much so. My father at one point was a minister, pastor. He didn't pastor his own church, but he was a minister in the church. He's been a deacon, ordained deacon. I myself was licensed and ordained as a pastor. My mom was always involved, whether she was helping to cook or she was a missionary or a church mother. We were very steeped in our faith. And then we eventually, went to holiness. We went to Church of God in Christ, charismatic. So while I was in college, I started to veer off from the Church of God in Christ that the family was attending and started, I found my own within that same frame of mind. But just I just always felt like there was more. And where we were, it was only, the same story, but we weren't really learning anything from the Bible. Just whatever the preacher came up with that morning, as he said, the Spirit led him, then that's what he did or talked about. We get a good shout on, the B3 Hammond would go, the tambourines would go, and it was a good day. And as I began to seek and want to know more and want to experience more, I began to, branch out. I met my husband, who has a Catholic upbringing background, but he wasn't practicing at that time. And I was still very much into the church, and it was ingrained in us that if you don't believe in Jesus, you weren't going to heaven, you were going to go to hell. And then in the Kojic or Church of God in Christ, a major part of that was, okay, now that you've received Jesus, you need the Holy Ghost and you got to speak in tongues and that whole nine. So I went through all of that and got married, and husband and I, we kind of bumped heads as far as, where we would attend church. And it was more my doing than his. He was quite comfortable staying home, and I was quite uncomfortable with him staying home. And so I decided, well, we don't have to stay with Church of God in Christ. I'll find, I'll find a congregation that can, make us both comfortable where we could still attend. I still have my faith. Yada, yada, yada. And so we went to a couple of non-denominationals. We eventually veered into it was still non-denominational, but it was still charismatic. So more of what I was comfortable with, but not as dogmatic as Church of God in Christ was. And so, had my experiences there, what many people will call church hurt. And while I was hurt and I was disappointed, I see that as part of my journey, as if, not that it had to happen, but I appreciate that the things that happened did happen because it kept me searching. It kept me not wanting to be part of the status quo and wanting more, and whatever more was, I wanted, and whatever the truth was, I wanted. And I remembered even after leaving that church where I was the youth pastor there, and going through all that, leaving there and still just wanting more, knowing that there was more. So I began going into the delving into the Hebrew roots, delved into the Hebrew Israelites. I did all that, but still, even as I progressed from one phase to the next, I still knew that there was more, and I still kept wanting the truth. And even going through those things, asking for truth and not quite satisfied where I was, the process still began. So for those who never attended church and that was never part of your journey, that's great for you. But for those where church was steeped in you and you had to, and you had to participate and you had to be excited and all that, I understand where you are if you're there right now. I understand if you right now you're not comfortable because you still have questions because I was there. I understand that you're even questioning the part about is there really a Savior? I'm going to put it out there. You may be questioning, is there really truly a Savior? Is there a man? Is there a entity, a deity that we're supposed to call on that once we take our last breath, he, she, or it is going to be there to welcome us into heaven, the pearly gates, that new realm with open arms? And those questions I started having and am still having. And so right now I am just, I don't put a label on myself. Like I said, the title of this podcast is I Am One, because that is really my mantra right now. I am one. I know that there is a creator of everything. I know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever we see here, it had to have been created. It didn't just evolve. It had to have been created. And so that's where I am. But I'm also, you know, I stepped away from calling on a Jesus, or in the Hebrew roots, Yeshua, or in the Hebrew Israelites, Yahushua. I've stepped away from calling upon that name for my salvation, because I'm understanding that if I'm truly connected to the creator of all, spark or its spark, whether you want to put a pronoun on there, if you want to just call it the source of all, whatever title you want to call it, if I am truly connected to the creator, the one creator of all of this, if I'm truly connected to this being, this entity, this source, then that source is in me. And if that source is in me, I have the power to create. I have the power to manifest. I have the power to call those things, it says in the Bible, call those things that be not as though they were, without calling on in the name of somebody else, or even in the name of the source of all. I am only doing what the source of all has created me to do. I am only speaking what the source of all has created me to speak. I am only imagining what the creator of all has orchestrated me to imagine, to call forth, to expect. So I don't need to call on a name. I don't need to wait for the sky to crack and someone to come on the clouds. I don't need that. I'm not going to put down those who feel they do. But I understand that in this journey, in this process, in this walk of life, we have the power, we have the gifts, we have the talents, we have the abilities in us. But what we need to start understanding is we got to start tapping into that instead of waiting on the quote-unquote Holy Spirit to ignite us, the quote-unquote Holy Spirit to endow us, the quote-unquote Holy Spirit to fall upon us, and then we can do, and then we can move, and then we can speak. No, that quote-unquote Holy Spirit is already in us. That quote-unquote Holy Spirit, we already have that power. And we need to come to the realization and the understanding that we have the ability to make stuff happen. So my 15 minutes when I come on is going to encourage you, reaffirm you, ignite you to start looking and tapping into you. because the Creator is within you. The Creator, the power of the Creator is in you. The ability of the Creator is in you. The intuitiveness of the Creator is in you. The might of the Creator is in you. And so I may be reading things that in the church they would have told us, don't go that way. Paul would have said, you know, they're chasing vain things. But this truth is out here. And if you think that the only truth or the only way that you're going to get truth is by opening up that book called the Holy Bible, and if you research the history behind that, that in itself should question you. That in itself should make you pause. That in itself should make you say, wait a minute, let me just take a step back and be mature enough to do it. Trust your gut. Trust your gut, because your gut is trying to tell you there's more to this life. There's more to life after this life. And we have this mindset that it's going to look like this and it's going to be like this, and this is what we have to look forward to, and it may be something totally different. But because we're unwilling to open up our minds, unwilling to trust the Creator we say that we trust and love, we're unwilling to just put all the cards on the table and say, okay, God, okay, Creator of all, okay, source of everything, show me, help me tap into what's already in me, help me see what's already in me so that I can see the manifestation that I've been praying to you for and you've been trying to tell me all along, it's already in you. You've been trying to tell me all along, you already have the ability. You don't need anybody to confirm it. You don't need anybody else to pump you up. You don't need anybody else to tell you, girl, you got this. Man, you know you got this. You can do this. No, you should be telling yourself, I got this. I can do this. This is what I intend to see. So that's where I'm going to go with this podcast. I'm starting off with the, like I said, with the freebie, so it's only 15 minutes long. That's all I get. And we will see where this grows from here. But I thank you for joining me. I thank you for listening to me, and I hope to connect with you soon. Peace and blessings to you all.